As most of you know, I don't like to repeat a lot of things that remind people where I came from and the context I grew up in. I grew up in a context in the Middle East where war and fight is a part of our daily life. If you grow up in the Middle East, there are two things you can be out of war and talk about you, regardless of how much peaceful and tolerant you are. We politics and religion. We talk all the time about these things. We are divided between three religions and even different ethnicities. When the conflict happens, then everybody pulls a card and starts to say why we are fighter. Everybody will highlight the differences and the reason of hate and fight. Now, because I grew up in this area, I can stop thinking about, is there any options, is there any unlawful ways we could deal and use our conflicts and not killing each other, not really on the blood spilled on our The most difficult question is about how, for me as a Christian, how should I be in a context like this? When war is everywhere, when hate and division all over, in even in every conversation, what do we do as a follower of Jesus Christ? When we realize we are pulled in two different directions, it's not any more easy. It's black and white, it's bad, they're good, and we can easily find out which direction we can go. What do we do when things are really confusing? And things are very close to our heart, our mind. One struggle was a story, and I think it's a blessing. Can also next struggle. You cannot name the main reason why two brothers could reach a moment for one of them to kill them. I can understand when it is said, well, it's a conflict between the East and the West, between people of different color and different religions, and this can give us something answer to why we can do such things like this. But it's to what was Cain and Abel. It's a kind of difference. They belong to the same parents. They belong to the same tradition. They worship God in whatever way they believed in the early time. All is the same. There is a lot of homogeneous here between this family and these two brothers. What happened? The story of Cain and Abel is one of the harshest biblical passages that we like become hard to avoid. It's hard to hear. It's hard to understand. And even it's hard to share some harsh story like this with our children and tell them what really happened. Everything, but I believe that everything was written in the Bible for a reason, to teach us and to challenge us. When I was a child in a Sunday school in a church in Egypt, I learned that God loved Abel more because he offered up the best of his animal. For he did not like Cain because his offering came from his field. After a child's answer was good, was it enough for a child? It was good to know, like, there is an answer for everything. Was an answer satisfied to my why as a child. But as I grew up and I found it hard to take a simple answer to a very complicated life. To a very complicated reason where there are many tribes coming together. When we read this part carefully, we can see the tension between many things that are close. Even among people, they are that close. They are really brothers, not just by the spiritual meaning, literally, by flesh. They grew up under God's same roof of the same house, the same discipline from the same parents, the same mother and the same father. What was really the reason? What really happened between these two people? So when we read this carefully, we can see tension between many things. between the old and the young, between the farmer and the shepherd, or between different members of the same family, of the same culture, of the same religion, of the same area geographically. The story today can teach us many things, and even when we cannot get all the answers. The story, if we compare what happened to Adam and Eve with what happened between the God and Adam and Eve, the story was the beginning in chapter 4. Just go to the beginning of chapter 2 to see how much similar God is trying to do something with us. We will find out that there was similarity in the concept about what we do in a crisis. We go and what God does when we go all the wrong way. Is it over? Is there any way we turn around? What do we do when bad things happen? What do we do when bad things happen? Here's what we are trying to do, not in all the time, but only Cain, not only Abel, maybe the whole human race. Try to run first to find excuses. Has nothing to talk about another issue, has nothing to do with the real problem. Avoid conversation because it sounds like confrontation. And we do want to look weak, keep on escaping as long as we can. Run, very run, and maybe everybody will forget. What God does when we do like this. What God did was Adam and Cain, but God. Both were created by God. Fruit. And I love the Hebrew translation and the English translation about how Eve mentioned his first son was actually were given to her by the help of God. And so the birth wasn't just given for and granted every woman who she gave birth for a child. So she was aware. It was a gift of God. The word that Eve used meant, I got my first child with help from my Creator, God. The working together was God and not taking anything for granted. They were farmers. They both, Cain and Abel, and Eve farmers. Adam and Eve were given, Adam and Eve were given the freedom to choose. And also Cain had the freedom to choose, and God warned him when he saw his anger. I see when he told him, be careful, I see the sin standing outside your door, waiting for you. Be careful, son. I see your son is developing anger, taking really more violent version of what's really going in your mind. Again. And here's what we see again. They both took the wrong way. Adam and Cain. But God approached them with the question, where are you? And for Cain, where is the brother? I always wonder why we pretend, but sometimes we are not smart people. Sometimes I think we are smart. But sometimes we are trying to pretend, sometimes because we must be smart. As the question here is not really asking about, I don't know where is your brother, I don't know where you are, but I'm digging for something else. I'm helping you to bring you to the conversation. They both almost came to God about that question, always asked the same way. Adam said, I'm not my brother. And Cain said, this is not a keeper to my brother. This is not my business. They both avoid facing truth. Both were named by God. They learned, and the sin they learned from this bad experience. God told them there is a punishment for this sin. The earth was cursed twice when they tried to avoid and run away. God tried to open the conversation with us every day, as he did these two people. To help them so they can speak their mind. God said, where are you? And they understood the question in a very narrow mind. They forget who God is and what He's capable of. The story ended by God's protection with Adam by providing the clothes when they were naked. And gave the marking to the mark for to be taken to let him know he will be protected. We can see guidance. From this story, we can see God's meekness, service for you and me. Forgiveness that we receive when we face our the truth and to be honest with ourselves and others. God's protection, we can feel only God's protection when we understand from the law and even being far away from receiving God's help. God's protection is something we can learn today when we can come close to Him. From the message we can hear from Genesis that God is always looking for us and honest and hoping for an honest dialogue with us that reflects love and respect in every relationship. For us, remember, when God searched for us, He's not a detective. Hey, God is not interested in what you say, what you will give Him, to how much knowledge, how much you will give to Him. He's interested in us. For us to make not digging for us to make us our life more difficult and give us more troubles above the trouble that we have as a human being and when we created among each other. God, I'm your God. I'm not searching for your troubles. I'm searching for you. The conflict between Cain and Abel is the model that God is teaching us. We should avoid. And we should avoid that tension, anger and hate and separation and lead us to finishing another life. Which kill us, even spiritually killing somebody else. Good news. But it's the good news in Genesis, not in the New Testament. In the same book in Genesis, the good news, there is actually another way to deal with our conflict, with our differences, with our stress. Between Esau. Do you remember the story between Esau and Jacob, two brothers? It's a story of conflict between two of the brothers. What's the end of the story? And negotiation and peace. Somehow we have to find a way to turn around to talk as a brothers. The story of Joseph and other Jacob's brother who did very terrible things to him has when he became the second man of Egypt and has the whole power to punish them and to revenge and what he did from he saved them from the starvation and so he saved the father of the other siblings who were really a source of very bad memory. And Joseph and his brother, and also Esau and Jacob, there is a way if we can find peace. And this through a kind of conflict. And this is the mission of our church today. Adam and Eve is to be a place of Adam and Eve. To be the post experience to be a broken heart because they lost their youngest son. I feel very bad for this family. Angry because they cannot even get angry even at the other one. Like they cannot even be acting with the rest of the college for when you seek revenge, not hoping for some peace. They cannot even consider revenge and as the kill them because the other, the killer, murderer, is the son. Not even revenge. But they cannot even seeking revenge. Because the murder is their own son too. And deep down in their heart, that's we have love for both. And that's what's mean to be a parent, children be, and to love even when our children behave in a very bad way, like this, or in a way we still never like them to see doing such thing like that. If the mission of the church today, can you forgot everything I said? Please, if you can't remember anything I said, please remember this one. The mission of the church today believes deeply in a cross message. One eye to cry with one eye on the lost one, like Abel, to the other one. and search with the other for one, for the positive. And we, the one on the road, for the one who didn't know what could happen or what happened to them. Amen.